Yep, and then just click ready there.
Why would we want to give them an extension?
Should begin.
Well, they don't have money to pay it back because they haven't paid it back.
What do you mean, the money to pay it back?
Nice work.
No, they have to pay the bill and we reimburse.
The reason we need an extension, the bid's payment process does not allow enough time to pay bills.
Well, then they changed their process, we shouldn't have to change our form.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get started. It is April 11th at 4:03 PM. This is the meeting of the Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, could you do roll call, please?
Yes, I can. And I don't think the mic is on, is it? Okay, I'll just use my teacher voice then. Waspy?
Here.
Hedlund?
Here.
Pirzada?
Here.
Moritz?
Here.
Trilla?
Here.
Fesenmeyer here, Klett?
Here.
And Nord is online. Okay, we have a forum.
Wonderful. Comments from the public, limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on this agenda. Oh, quiet room today. Agenda item number 4, approval of the Tourism Commission minutes from March 14th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Agenda item number 5, update from Stephanie Copsey, independent contractor for the Tourism Commission, Meet at the Lake promotional activities. Hi, Stephanie.
Good afternoon. Finally, some sunshine. All right, so I'll start with my update here. We just finished our campaign that was happening, gosh, what were the dates of that? November 15th until March 14th. So we just finished that. So we are seeing a little bit of a slowdown, which is actually normal for this time of year anyway for inquiries, especially when it comes to the wedding and social events, but we're in a great place still. So the site sessions were a little lower at an 11% decrease. Inquiries, while they were 8 fewer than last month, we still have 18 more reported from the last period this year than what we were at last year. So I did look at the comp for that to just see where we're at. So I know from a marketing standpoint that we're still on the right track. So that looks great. Session duration, longer, 16% increase, which is great. And then decrease in the bounce rate, which is fantastic. We were up as far as leads coming in through Wedding Wire and The Knot, and then still well over the average for our market and category with storefront views. So we were at 122, the average is 82. Hotels and lodging, minus 39 from last month. I think a lot of that is the campaign. Some of it is just, you know, we had a really big high because we were trafficking all of those leads coming in from one of the campaigns a few months back onto that page. I'm actually working with Chicago Style Weddings right now to come up with our last month of social media to target the off-peak corporate and see what happens with that. So that's in the works, and that's going to drive people to that page again. So we'll see what happens. Increase in average time spent on page for hotels and lodgings, pretty much the same percentage of exit rate as we've been at. And hotels and lodging on our website is the number 4 as far as the top pages that's clicked on for the site as a whole. So not terrible at all. I've got our campaign results summary just super quick. It's not anything extensive, but it was very interesting. So again, November 15th to March 14th, we had just under 400,000 impressions. The click-through rate was 0.12, which the national average is 0.08. So that's really good. Now, we had 2 conversions. So 2 people actually booked a tour and walked through our doors that had clicked directly from the website ad, which I think is fantastic. I looked deeper, and those conversions came specifically from geofencing. So those people were actually walking through the Geneva National Resort, and then they physically walked through our place after seeing the ad after they were at the Geneva National. So I think that's really cool. That's awesome. I like seeing that stuff. So, and then keywords was pretty good as far as the tactics, 0.09% click-through, which is still above the national average. Site retargeting, we were at 1.0%. 7% for click-through rate, which is great. So I think this is, we've never done this kind of campaign before, and I think that it gives us a little bit of, you know, information that will, you know, allow us to be more strategic and moving in the right direction moving forward when we do it next time. So that was awesome. I think it was absolutely worth it. And we still have another month of social media advertising. And I think it's definitely helped contribute. While we've only had the two conversions that went directly from clicking through that ad, I'm sure that a number of the people that were exposed to that ad came back to the site later and scheduled appointments. It's just really hard to measure the ROI in that way because they're looking at so many different venues at one time. So that's the campaign results summary just for the last 4 months. If you look at the sales update, in the last 30 days, I did have one 2022 wedding canceled, but I did book an additional wedding on a Sunday, so that stayed the same, and then one additional nonprofit is likely to confirm, so we're still at the same number that we were last month. For 2023, I booked two additional weddings, one contract out that's likely to book, and I think that actually just came through today. So we're actually at 18 for 2023 now. I looked back at last year, my report for this meeting, we had 14 events booked and now we're at 18. So we're definitely ahead of the game, and with how much our prices have increased, I was hoping to just be meeting at that same number with where we are this year. So it's really, really fantastic. So I will next month include another update then and show you guys like where we're at per month next year, this year and next year, so you can see the sales. But I have another little update that's going to take some time, so I didn't want to include that this month. I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to speak with everybody individually, but I have some bittersweet news. My family, we're actually going to be moving to Cedarburg this summer, north of Milwaukee. And I don't want to scare anyone. We're in the process of hiring a replacement, and I've agreed to help find the replacement, do full-on training, transition. You guys have me and my support through August to make sure that everything is as smooth as possible. And we've got five fantastic candidates that are actually interviewing this week. So they honestly are phenomenal. I'm really excited for the city. There are a couple of candidates that I think could absolutely elevate from what I've done, 100%. So Mayor Klein, Dave Nord, and Brian Waspy will be meeting with them this week. And again, I'm prepared to help out through August if needed, but no matter what, I'm here to make sure that nothing is missed. They are completely up to date, the right fit. And by the time I'm physically out the door, there will be no hardships on any of the clients or any of the city staff whatsoever. So it's bittersweet for me, but I do want to let you guys know what's going on.
So. Thanks, Stephanie. That's a grant proposal we have. I think it's 12B.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we'll get there to talk about the transition time because obviously we have to onboard the new person. So we'll talk about that when we get there. But the fact that you're...
Question?
Sure.
And this is a process because I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But as a contractor with the city,
mm-hmm.
do you have to do an RFP for the job? Is there a process or is it done private sector?
No.
And they contracted with us? With the agreement is between Stephanie and the Tourism Commission.
Okay.
So we didn't do RFP.
Okay.
For that, yeah.
I was just curious.
Okay. No, good question. I was just going to say the fact that you're staying on to help with the transition, I think was awesome. Yeah, that's not going to be, you're moving and it just kind of, you've done such a tremendous job at the Riviera, and then to exit and transition out like this, I think is just a testimony to how you feel about the position, which reflects in the work that you've done there. So I think it's awesome. I'm very hopeful that some of the people that are interviewing for the position will make a smooth transition for this, because summer's coming kind of quick.
Mm-hmm.
So any other questions about that? We'll talk about it more in depth when we get to the agenda item. But I think any other questions for Stephanie at this point?
No, but it is bittersweet. And you've done an awesome job in how you're transitioning first class.
Well, we've got, 61 clients this season. I'm not going to let anyone go high and dry. You know, it's you guys won't feel a thing. So, and I think with that, though, since I won't be standing up here with Dave for that grant request, I think it was just based on like a 6 week or so training period to make sure that I can walk them through as best as possible. And that's what I think the estimated funds were for, just me to be here while we're training someone to get them up to speed. So just, I think that's what it was based off of, but that would be like a top number scenario. Yeah.
Number, and the expectation is it would be.
Yeah. So it could be, with the right person, it could be shorter than that, but again, just having me around a little bit longer to make sure that there aren't any things that fall through the cracks and such. So, yeah. Good.
That's a surprise news, though.
It's sad.
I know. Yeah. It's just surprising you're leaving us this soon. I thought you're going to stick around for a couple of more years.
Well, I was here before you were.
I know.
I think 3 years. It's been 3 years.
It's been, so 3 years with the Riviera position, 4 when it comes to with starting how I started part-time. Just with Tourism Commission, yeah.
It just feels like 10.
No, it doesn't, you know, but I also didn't expect, you know, life happens, and things just present themselves, and you realize what's best for family versus just you, and you make changes based on what you feel is necessary. So, you know, nothing was planned 4 years ago, but... Yeah.
So are you still going to be here when Dave does the grant request, or do you have to go?
So I was going to be leaving by 5, so if...
Okay. I just think if there are any other questions that we might want to ask now, Dave's asking for the right. funds, but... And you're still here presenting next month at the Tourism Commission meeting?
I'll be, depending on when our replacement starts, it would be both of us or just me, and then the following month both of us, but yeah, there would of course be representation.
And we got GoToMeeting working, so that's online now.
I'm still 100% fulfilling all tasks and job responsibilities, of course, per my contract. So
thank you, Stephanie.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, agenda item number 6, update from Visit Lake Geneva.
Hello, everybody. You have my report in your packet. You'll see that our monthly partner meetings are back in person. Starting this month, we're at the Tristan Chris Magic Theater coming up on the 19th, so we're really excited about that. We also have a number of ribbon cuttings scheduled for this month, and so we'd like to invite everyone to attend those. Those are all in the first two are the City of Lake Geneva. I believe Bella Botanica is just outside the city, but we're seeing lots of businesses that are either expanding or opening, and we're happy to provide those services for them. So if you hear of any of them that need those type of services, just let us know. Also, our public events coming up. Restaurant Week starts on April 23rd. That's coming up pretty quick, about 2 weeks away. And we've got 28 participating restaurants. Those are all listed on our website. And I believe all but about 4 have their menus posted now. So you can kind of start taking a look at those and what they're offering. We also have an increase in additional businesses participating this year in what we're calling our Sips and Snacks category. And so this is where we've offered businesses that are kind of in the business of not necessarily offering breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but maybe beer or wine or snacks and ice cream to offer specials during that 9 days of Restaurant Week. So there's a variety of businesses participating in that as well. So you'll find that a little extra category on the website. And then we're also doing some additional content. We've got several chef profiles that we've done, some recipes that we're sharing. And so all of this information will be on the website, but we're also going to be combining it into our menu guide along with the menu. So someone can download the entire PDF menu guide and have that as their 9 days of exploring Restaurant Week around the Lake Geneva area. So excited for that. We're also going to be having Fox 6 Brian Cramp's morning show here live on Monday morning, February 25th. So we'll be starting that day out with one of our restaurants, and we've got a couple more restaurants to contact and confirm, and then I can share who they are. But Monday morning, starting at 7 a.m., Brian Cramp will be live in Lake Lake Geneva for 8 days, and it will be in the city of Lake Geneva this time around. Last year, we went out to Lake Como. This year, with all the segments being about 30 minutes away from each other, there's little room for traveling between restaurants. So we did do restaurants that are within close proximity. So again, put that on your calendar to be watching Fox 6 on Monday morning, February 25th. I'm sorry. I think I'm on Winterfest mode here still. I'm so sorry. April 25th, Monday, early morning day. And then you also have a list of some of our recent media hits on your in your packet with live links to that. So we're really happy about the recent Forbes.com list that listed Lake Geneva in its 22 best places to travel in the U.S. So we're super excited about that. Also, continually working with travel writers. We sent out our spring media kit, and we're actually adding to that with some additional media releases and media pitches to particular travel writers. We're also working on another Geiger fam trip, which is where we'll bring in 15 or 16 travel writers from across the U.S. Sometimes they come from across the globe as well. I've talked a little bit about that in the past in terms of how valuable those travel writer visits are in the Geiger fam tour, because they do are very well vetted journalists in the industry, and continue to write about and promote the Lake Geneva area for years to come. So that will be the week right after Labor Day again this year. I believe it's the 6th through the 9th. So we're starting to work on itineraries as Geiger and Associates is working on collecting a list of writers that they will be proposing for this particular trip. Marketing metrics you'll see as well. Visitor sessions, page views, users, and online guide visits are there. Year to date, we are up 45% in website visits. We took a little dip in March. That, I believe, is due to our paid advertising. We do a co-op with the State Department of Tourism for our search engine marketing. And this year, it began in April versus March, so there might be a little apples to oranges there. So that should recover and not affect our year-to-date numbers. And then our top cities continue to be as expected, with Chicago being right up there, and then Milwaukee and Madison being our top three or four, with Lake Geneva in there as well. We're switching a little bit over from winter to spring things to do. You'll see some of our top pages are beginning to be about family fun, which March obviously was big for spring break, and so there are lots of inquiries about what to do with kids and the families. The shore path is making its way onto our top 10 list again now that the weather's getting better. Again, our age groups continue to be across the board, so we're happy to see that. Facebook, so Instagram and Twitter, we gained ground with followers on all of our social media channels. We're also going to be looking into additional social media channels. We do have a LinkedIn page that we're starting to optimize and get more active on, and we're seeing very good results there, especially for things like the meetings market and seeing the Lake Geneva area as a place to do have meetings and special events, because that's where those kind of professionals hang out, obviously, in LinkedIn. And then Pinterest is another place where we do have a presence. It just had not been optimized in the last couple of years since we before we got Alexandria on board to focus on social media for us, among other things. And email subscribers, we're still standing strong at 52,000 plus subscribers, and our open rates are increasing. We are doing more regular email blasts to that consumer group, and we're seeing the results from that. We are ramping up our advertising this spring. In March, we started our new creatives with all of our digital marketing, talking about spring and summer and setting the stage for that. We are also just began a TV promotion on the Golf Channel and NBC and CBS Chicago during the PGA tournaments, and that will run through the end of September. So that will be driving traffic directly to our website from those TV spots. And then WGN Radio, we should begin that campaign this week. We're just waiting for the final voiceover changes to be made. And so we'll be having scheduled spots each month, anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks total through the month of December, minus July and August. We all know we have, as much traffic as we can do in those months. So we wanted to kind of focus on those more of the shoulder seasons, the spring, the fall, and the winter. And then we're also got received some value add to that media buy where we will have a live interview. And so we're placing these value adds in the months where our spots don't appear so that we kind of cover the entire year then. So we'll have a live interview with Stephanie on a show in June. And then we will be having 5 contest giveaways throughout the year as well. And those will be done, again, opposite weeks or months than our paid spots. And those contests will include a getaway travel package to the Lake Geneva area, which will include an overnight stay, shopping, dining, etc. And those will receive anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks of promotional time on air, and then obviously a space online as well. So that's some great value add with WGN. And again, we're emphasizing, more advertising and more dollars spent, and more public relations efforts and pitches for those shoulder seasons to really, really showcase the Lake Geneva area as a year-round destination. Our visitor center activities there, year-to-date, we're over 4,500 walk-in visitors to our center. Obviously, that is going to start significantly increasing as the weather becomes nicer. And visitor guides, they've fulfilled almost 3,000 so far. And if you couple that with our online guide visits, the guide has been a very popular thing so far. And we are putting some money into promoting that particular publication. We also are going to be this summer publishing a local services guide. As you know, we are both a Chamber of Commerce and a Visitors Bureau, so our non-tourism related businesses, we've been looking for ways to increase the value to those types of businesses as well. So we're making some changes on the website, and we're also going to be publishing a local services guide that will include those particular members of our organization. So that'll be printed, a number of copies, and then also online, just as our visitor guide is. And we're expecting that to come out around July or August this year, so just opposite the visitor guide publication schedule. Then on to our hotel activity. We are gaining some ground in occupancy in hotels, and again, this is through February. Occupancy, we're up 7.7% over February of last year, so that's great. And then ADR, RevPAR, the demand are all increasing as well. So it's inching up there, and we're hopeful that this will be the year of recovery, as many are hoping it is, and that it will mean that people are staying overnight and increasing their day trips into overnights. Lastly, you'll see the RFP report. It's quite large this month. There's been a lot of increase in RFP activity, some of them for downtown Lake Geneva properties. In the city of Lake Geneva properties, you'll see they're in blue. And what I'm finding is, what's not on here is because dates fluctuate and some RFPs come with flexible dates, but what I'm seeing is that a lot of these are this year. Some of them are in May, some of them are in June, so we're starting to see that planners are getting the green light after COVID to have these meetings, and they're trying to get them into this, whether it's a fiscal year or just getting them done so they can kind of move on to a regular schedule of their meetings. So we're finding a lot of them are actually, rather than a year out or 2 years out, they're planning just months out. So we're seeing that. So it's a good trend that we're seeing. And in talking to our sales directors and other our partners at the properties, is that they are seeing the same thing on their end, where they're getting lots of inquiries. I'm also starting to see inquiries about weddings and some motor coach groups. We just took one or two late last week about looking for ideas and wanting recommendations. So we're putting those out as well. So you'll see a few more of those on the list next month. And then lastly, we have just posted our final position with getting Visit Lake Geneva back to a full staff was our sales manager position. And we've reworked the position both in title and focus to a position called Destination Sales Leader. Because at the end, they're really not selling rooms or meeting spaces. We're more of a concierge. We're more about selling the destination and the properties within that destination. So Destination Sales Leader was just, we think, a better fit for that that position. And they are responsible for generating leads and servicing planners in the group meeting and motor coach and wedding market. So they'll cover all of those types of group planners. So that was just posted today. And so if you're interested or know someone who might be interested in that position, you can find it on our LinkedIn page, on Visit Lake Geneva's LinkedIn page. It's also posted on Indeed.com and then on the Visit Lake Geneva website under the Chamber job board. So any questions?
Yeah,
Congrats on the Forbes article.
Yeah.
That was a huge one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and that was a gal who came in for our fall diver tour that we do every year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, top 22 in the country?
Yes.
Yeah, in Forbes. That's awesome.
Wow.
It was, mm-hmm. yeah. And Deanna is no longer our director of marketing. Mm. After 3 years, she's been promoting to vice president of marketing and development.
Nice.
So,
congrats.
Just wanted to pass that on.
Thank you.
Good. The traffic to the website, just a quick question. It's only about 25% of the total traffic. Are all of them like cities that are only getting 1% or less?
You're talking about okay. the demographics,
right.
the geographic. Yes, yes.
Okay. So a sense for, I mean, there's been this trend with Wisconsin versus Illinois, mm-hmm. and we're getting more and more from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Are you still seeing that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, and it's in right. the Department of Tourism also. It's interesting because when we, not long ago, I sat in on a webinar with them, and they had reported that they were starting to see a decline. And this isn't just recent. It's probably been over the last 2 years. They've been seeing a decline in percentage of visitors to their site from the Chicago market as well. So we're not alone in that. And so we've also been upping our game in terms of marketing in the state of Wisconsin and other states as well. So maybe those coming up are just kind of changing that percentage. Milwaukee, Madison are kind of our key Wisconsin targets. But in depending on the marketing strategy that we're using, sometimes we go up into central Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, way west of Madison even. So it just depends on, there's some campaigns that depending on, you know, what it is, we might go a little bit further. So,
and just lastly, thanks for providing the hotel activity, because I was looking at the numbers that we're going to review and trying to extrapolate, mm-hmm. is this because the room tax, the revenue, right? Mm-hmm. Is this because the room tax went, or I didn't have a sense for what the occupancy rates were?
Well, that's just it. Sometimes they don't correlate necessarily, but room tax revenue has been going up, even though occupancy has been, you know, still down and inching its way up. But, you know, as soon as things started opening up and hotels started opening up, they were getting the rates that they were looking for, and so the revenue was able to rise a lot quicker than everything else. And those we've been seeing increases for over a year now.
Yeah.
So they're
revenue and room tax have all gone up. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll stop talking about it. You guys are crushing it.
Thank you.
Group effort.
Okay. Agenda item number 7, update from the Walworth County Visitors Bureau. I didn't expect them at this meeting, so I don't know.
There are a lot of changes.
Yeah. Yeah, they had an update last time, and we talked about the money and what's happening there. So. We'll keep it on the agenda, and I think they'll be back. I think they're kind of...
They don't even, as of next month, they won't even have a building.
Okay.
So that building on 50 will no longer be theirs, and they'll have 2 part-time people and I think it's Signal Fire, an agency on record, and that's it. So their money will come from the county, and it's a whole different setup.
Okay. So I don't know to the extent that we keep them on the agenda, really.
Didn't they say last time that they're not going to be coming anymore? Like they're done? Like done with tourism? I thought that's what I understood, right?
Yeah. There's no one to present from their organization.
Yeah. And we don't have a contractual relationship with them anymore either. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mary Jo, we can take that one off for next time. Okay. Agenda item number 8, update from the Business Improvement District. Good to see you guys.
Nice to see you again. Spring is here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. My name's Nikki Fall. I'm new with the bid. I'm the event coordinator, and Christy Tarantino, the event director who normally does the report, is not in town, so I'll be doing the report. And I know you guys have it in front of you. The bid is requesting an extension for 2 2021 grant reimbursement forms, Oktoberfest 2021, in the amount of $8,611.82, submitted 2/15/22, and the Holidays 2021, in the amount of $6,992.24, submitted 3/25/22. Both grant reimbursement forms have been submitted to the city. We're asking for an extension, 60-day currently, but we're asking to extend it to 90 to 120-day. We thank you in advance for your consideration. And the reason we need this extension is because the bids payment process is very hard to get done within 60 days. As we're doing these events and we're receiving invoices and we're collecting them and we're booking the talent and all the necessary components to the event, we get these invoices approved at the monthly bid meeting, which is only meets once a month. So that's where they approve them all. And then once it's approved, it goes to the check writing process. So because of the limited amount of time we all get together to get these approved, it would be, we're asking for consideration to extend it for us to at least 90 days, if not 120 days, especially with the heavy event schedule we have coming up. For example, we've expanded our events. We've added a fashion week, which is starting April 26th to April 30th. Then we have the wine walk. We have open late Fridays. In the fall, we have a brand new event called Honky Tonk Fest, which is going to be a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And each day is allowing for different musicians. We're going to be utilizing the theater in town for events. And the idea is every day is different, which is also going to help to encourage hotel overnight stays. Then we have a veterans event coming up in November, where we're going to be doing a celebration to the veterans, thanking them for their service. And we have some really cool stuff coming for that, which we'll announce as we get it confirmed. And then we roll right into the holidays. So with such a heavy schedule, and as we're working on all these events simultaneously with invoices and meetings and trying to get it approved, we just would like to ask for your to consider possibly extending that to us as we go forward. Thank you in advance for your consideration. Number two on the list is the Shamrock Shuffle. That reimbursement form has been submitted to the city for the $3,000 WGN spend, and this grant can be closed out. No extension is needed. That was a smaller event. It was a hybrid. It was virtual and in person. It got really great feedback. People loved it. They actually thanked us on site. We had a little after celebration, which they were thanking us for doing something healthy in town, and we're excited to do it again next year with more of a robust event where it will be more in town, outside, maybe scheduled. But because of this year, when we were planning it, because everything was shutting down again, we weren't sure, we really couldn't commit to gathering people together. So we did more of the hybrid, which allowed us to either expand if needed or really just make it, you know, virtual. So that was very well received. And that's all I have for you on the. If you guys have any questions, but that's the report that I've been.
Yeah, I would just ask to hold the questions right now on anything regarding the extension. We have an agenda item for that to talk about. But anything regarding activity that's coming up.
Yeah, I'd like to add one thing. Spiro Condal's president of the bid district. We are trying to operate when we have our meetings, just like the city does, city council does. That's the way we've set up our bid meetings. And Nikki said, we meet once a month. But there's one way that I was thinking, and we're going to bring it up at our board meeting. The city council itself operates where you get your billing, for example, utility bills, some bills that can't wait because you only meet twice a month. So what the city council does is they have an item called prepaid bills. So your office here pays the bills, and then you vote on them at your next meeting. So in order to speed this process up in the future, what we're going to try to do is allow a lot of this billing to be paid ahead of time, and then we will review it and vote for it at the next consecutive meeting. That's the only way. When you meet once a month, it's kind of tough to be able to put it all together. So I think this will be able to speed it up. And secondly, the reason the process is slowed down is we actually review every bill, and we have three signatures on every bill. Nothing like the past. These are all new cost controls, and they've worked very well. We've been able to manage every penny in the bid district. And in December, for this last year, we came in at $85,000 in the black of extra money. So we're using that money now to provide more events. And so if you have any questions when that comes up.
Great. Any questions for the bid? on the update?
I'm just a little confused on the extension request, where it's got the Oktoberfest and holiday. They're not on our expansion, our sheet here.
No, actually. One of these has been paid. The Oktoberfest.
It's not on there at all.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to compare three sheets here.
Oktoberfest is.
The comptroller has this listed under accounts payable in the agenda, and she's highlighted it.
Yep.
But you're correct, it's been taken off of our spreadsheet list. The only one I see on here for the bid are the holiday festivities, correct?
Yes, that's the only one that I'm seeing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know Dave's on the line, we can review that. That's actually the next agenda item.
Okay.
And then right after that, we're getting into talking about the extension and how those time limits work, so. But any other questions on upcoming events for bid, and then we'll roll into those? Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Okay. So now the written financial update provided by the comptroller. So agenda item number 9. So Dave, if you can hear us here, I think we're going through that spreadsheet, which has been cleaned up. We took off some of the old stuff from prior years, but now we're missing a couple of the bid items on there.
Hello.
Mr. Nord. My mic might be too far away. Mr. Nord, are you there?
Is there a question?
There he is. Hi, Dave. So we do. We have a question. We're on agenda item number 9, looking at the financials, and we're trying to find the two items from the bid. So they had Oktoberfest and then holiday that they have submitted for. And those are off of our spreadsheet list, and we don't know if those have been paid.
Okay. If it's not on there, it has been submitted for payment by the finance department.
Okay.
Holiday's still on there because we're still trying to make heads and tails of it.
Okay. And on the comptroller's list, I see the one. It looks like the Oktoberfest.
Correct.
But it's in accounts payable, has not been paid out, right?
Understood. But we've got a time lag between when the meetings are and when people submit these bills. So
okay.
I put this in the packet prior to sometimes when Karen gets it and gets it processed.
Got it. Okay.
And that's as good as it's going to get, because we can't keep refining the monthly report based on one more thing dribbling in.
No, understood. I think we're just trying to find out what the only thing on our list then here is the holiday festivities for the bid. And everything else has been submitted?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of asking you that too, Spiro. I think everything's in. Everything's done except the holiday, which has been granted and, of course, hasn't happened yet. So, okay. So we're caught up, Dave, on submissions, but now we're going to kind of dive into the deadline cutoff things.
Sure.
Correct? Okay. All right. Did that answer the question for you, Dana?
Yes, somewhat, mostly.
Okay. All right.
I guess my other question pertaining to that is why are we requesting an extension if one's already off?
It's only been submitted. It hasn't been paid.
Okay.
So that's what he's talking about, the crossover between meetings, the timing.
Okay. I'm following now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I think that microphone's a little too far away. Excuse me. So if I'm looking at this correctly, then, by my math, we have a fund equity balance. Restricted fund balance is about $685,000 now. We have issued grant money that has been unpaid of about $506,000. So we have roughly $180,000 to work with before more funds will come in. And so out of that will be the additional payments to, I think we will make two more payments to Visit before we get room tax dollars again. So just looking at the math, just to review this each month, I would say, roughly speaking, we have about $150K in the fund between now and historically September before we got an increase in funds. That sound relatively on target for everyone? Okay.
Close.
Fine.
Close. I want to just go back to her Dana's question. I think they submitted late. That's why they are requesting. They haven't gotten paid, I think. Is that correct for the bid?
We're going to jump right into that.
Right.
In the next agenda item. Yep. Correct.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Anything else on the financials to review? Comfortable? Okay.
So, well, I'm sorry. I have a question. So, are we getting money back from Walworth County? That's not in there yet, right?
It was taken off. I don't know. So we did that last month. We removed that as an outstanding item. So that does not show anymore in our total of what has been granted and not paid. So that money did
You're talking Walworth County?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Karen sent out an email to somebody, some folks, that we did receive a check back for whatever it was they were going to send us, so we took it off the books.
Actually, no, Zakir, you're right. You're right, because there were two items. So one was the line item of the original grant, and no more payments would be made on that, so that full balance came back. But you're correct. There's about, if memory serves, $7,800 that they will be issuing back to us that will go as a credit towards the, because that was already paid out and will be coming back. No, you're correct. Good memory. Okay. Anything else? Finances? Good. Okay, agenda item number 11. This is for the bid. I skipped number 10. 10 is the grant application process. So if you remember, we changed this. I think we'd call it what it is. Part of it was people submitting things too late. And then the next thing that came in was the permits have to be requested, have to be approved first.
Right.
So those were the two big changes last year. And so the bid is caught in this currently, which is the next agenda item, but it's just a review of this process. Do we want to entertain making any changes to this?
Kind of changes.
I don't think so.
Well,
like extending the deadline?
Yeah, and Dave, you can chime in there if you like. I think the thing that's the hardest is that 45 days after the event, getting everything in. I think the bid isn't the only group that's run into that. And so I don't know if that creates an accounting problem for the city, if we're comfortable extending that.
You do?
Yes.
For a visit? Okay.
For most of these organizations, what would be most ideal? Would 60 to 90 days be more
ideal?
Well,
right. And why did we make it 45? Is it just an arbitrary number? Or is it?
I think it was made that before. I was on board, so I'm not sure what the reasoning behind it was.
Why is everybody looking at me? You guys had this before.
Came in, and it's so good to see you. We're all seeing you in person.
As far as the number of days, that I assumed was from past practice. Because,
right.
Again, you guys were up and running at least a couple of years before I got here.
I think 45 should be enough. I don't know. Everybody's having issue?
Well, some of the bigger organizations, I think, are...
Well, so the evolution of this, if I can remember also, is they have to show... like the receipt of the paid invoice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you've got vendors that are net 30 and they get paid and you're waiting on a receipt and then you have to try to get it all done, like I think 45 days is very short.
So do I.
Yeah, it's tough, especially if you're dealing with other
board
city and government agencies that have a lot of moving parts. So what, in your experience with this, Stephanie, what's more reasonable in the flow of...
Well, a lot of times vendors we work with will do like a 60 to 90 day thing. Mm-hmm. I think 90 days may be too much for government for sure, but 60 days.
Okay.
They'll have to close the quarter.
I wouldn't have a problem with 60, although 60 wouldn't necessarily solve their problems because they didn't turn in Oktoberfest until... When did you turn that in? February? That's uncommonly long. You know, if you guys want to make it 60, I don't really have a problem with that. But I think 90 is really stretching it. I mean, that's a quarter.
Yeah. So,
and very honestly, if they have a problem, and I'm not talking just specifically to the bid, but anybody that has a problem, that's their problem, not ours. We shouldn't have to make our rules bend around to make it convenient for them. They're requesting a grant from us. Mm-hmm. They should do what they have to do to get it done within they signed up for it, they know what it says in the request. If they can't comply, they probably shouldn't be asking for it. But back to where we were, 60 days I wouldn't have a problem with, 90 days I'd have to vote against.
You know, advertising vendors, sometimes they don't bill to the end of the month, and so that can be an additional time too, where if you have something at the beginning of, or at the end of the month, they won't bill to the end of the next month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the challenges people get to.
Sure. So, Dave, you see these submitted.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, knowing the amount of time people are late, would 60 days grab most of those folks?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. Is there any time limit that would grab all of them? Probably not.
2 years.
I don't know. Most of the time, we know what we are purchasing ahead of time. If I'm purchasing advertising from you, I'm going to say $1,000 worth of advertising, so I know your bill is going to be $1,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, these events are planned like year ahead, 6 months ahead, so they should know every bill. Even though they're waiting for vendors, they can still, I don't know. They shouldn't have to wait 90 days.
If we make this 60 days, we have a couple options. Someone can always come and ask for an extension, or when they're asking for the grant, they could do it at that time. If they know the cycle of the event or there's some special circumstances with that particular event.
You know what, Brian, I think that's really fair when you said if they come back here and say, we need an extension,
mm-hmm.
because there will be times, and it shouldn't be the norm, mm-hmm. but that yeah. there is a 1 month lapse from the event to the billing, almost a month and a half. So I think that's fair.
Sure. And on the front end, for the sake of the bid, I think you guys have a unique situation compared to most applicants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the time of the grant request, you could have the conversation then, so that you, if you know that that's what's going to be happening, that we can have the conversation on the front end instead of the back end. We just save everybody some time. But then we're not changing a rule that works best for you, but then it's too long for everybody else at the same time. So, okay. It seems like we're leaning in the direction of 60 days. We have a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to make it 60 days, to change the policy to 60 days to apply for reimbursement.
Okay.
We motion. Second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor? We'll get there. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Approved to 60 days.
What was the other part of that?
The other part was...
Permits.
We run into this one often.
Mm-hmm.
I hesitate to make a suggestion here, but how does everybody feel about this rule?
Requiring a permit
before you come and talk to us.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why would you not?
Yeah.
It's usually time is the complaint.
Mm.
Like by the time they get the permit here, they want to start marketing.
But the
but they have
permits go through FLR. They meet every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And also with the marketing, they're already going to market anyways. If they're they know what their expenses are going to be at that point. They're even more prepared to come to our meeting to ask for this specific amount of marketing reimbursements.
Okay.
I think it protects the Tourism Commission and the city
yeah.
that they've done their due diligence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We shouldn't change
Absolutely.
That.
All right.
Just like Flow Fest.
That was
perfect.
On my
perfect
mind.
Example.
Yep.
Okay. So there's not a lot of support for changing that, not that we need to, so we're just reviewing it. So, 40-day cutoff days for submitting invoices. Okay. No further action on the permit section. Okay, anything else? Agenda item number 10. I think we've reviewed it. That'll hold us for a while. Okay. Agenda item number 11, the bid's request here for... an extension, and specifically you're asking for Oktoberfest and the holiday, correct?
Correct.
I got a question.
Rich?
They've both been submitted, so why do they need an extension now?
So that
they haven't
well, they're not paid.
They have not been
right.
paid.
One of them's in accounts payable, and the other one is not.
This, to my knowledge, this is the first time we've run into actually having to make a decision about something submitted late. I think they've always been put through if they were close. Some of these are real old, so I think we should discuss it. And going forward, like we just established, anybody can come in if they're past 60 days and talk about it. Ask mm-hmm. for an extension or tell us on the front end. Mm-hmm. So since the bid is caught in this now, I think, Dave, you're looking for a decision from the tourism
just
commission?
Just so it's on the record. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll make a motion to extend those to the Oktoberfest and holiday payment. How many days it was, 45 days? Or past the 40, 60 days past the 45 days? How's that?
I'll second. First and second discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Approved. So the bid's passed. All right. A lot of procedural stuff tonight.
Yep.
So let's have some fun. The agenda item number 12, the Shark Tank section of the meeting, discussion on tourism grant requests. So La Crosse America, I don't think is here.
No, it's him online.
So memory last time is, help me out, Mary Jo, but we did not provisionally approve this pending the change, or we asked them to make the change and then we were going to vote on.
Change and come back, I think.
Change and come back.
Change and come back. Mm-hmm. So we didn't, we just continued it to the next meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So it has not been approved yet.
Right. It was continued due to needing an updated lodging list.
The hotels, mm-hmm. correct. So they wrote it.
One of them is a star. Or wait, no, that's just
yeah.
a star at the bottom. Okay.
No. They put a star at the bottom.
Aren't they going to talk to their travel people and get a correct mm-hmm. breakdown? Isn't that what their plan was?
And hotel?
Well, because the stuff they gave us is not accurate.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's the same
thing. They say they booked all these nights in Lake Geneva. Well, they've got 15 rooms at Lake Lawn. They've got 30 rooms at Timber Ridge.
This is those the same packet as last.
Those okay. aren't in the city of Lake Geneva. So they were going to get updated information from their travel. Whoever does their things and bring it back, and obviously they haven't.
This doesn't look updated.
It's yeah. updated to the amount of rooms they booked.
Yeah, they just put the total
that aren't here.
Yeah, only okay. city of Lake Geneva was 48 rooms, not more. So they're supposed to come back with that number. They were claiming 236 nights in Lake Geneva, but even if their previous list, it says only 48 rooms in Lake Geneva.
45 and 28.
Yeah, 45 and 28.
Well, they have a couple more opportunities to come and see us.
And we haven't heard anything
Mm-mm.
from last month?
No, and
nothing?
I remember last month I told her to reach out to me so I could help her get prepared for this. So, okay. Well, no action taken.
Just a question.
Yeah,
sure. Kind of a newbie question. When do you have a cutoff? Like, I see they got a grant the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a cutoff where you're like, that's enough? Or is it eternal?
Well, every time it's a new request.
Okay.
So the glass group that's come in, I
yes.
think 4 years in a row, right? And so every time the conversation is, how did it go? How many people did you bring to town? What are you going to do this year that's different? And so generally speaking, I love to see the repeat events, but mm-hmm. they have to ask again.
Gotcha.
And they're
okay.
starting over, essentially.
Okay.
They have a leg up because they have some actual history.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Versus folks who are just projecting what they're going to do.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
Yeah, so it's not a guarantee because they had a past grant, but it helps.
Okay, mm-hmm. thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they continue to do the same event year after year in perpetuity and it's a great event, then by all means, I mean, we'd love to talk to them each year.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Only one and a half asking for funds? Actually, it's just one. That's not even a half. They weren't here. Mr. Nord, agenda item number 12B, the Riviera Ballroom staffing situation.
Stephanie said she wasn't leaving until 5.
She said she had to leave at 5. It is 4:57.
Yeah.
Gosh, people. All right. Well, as you already heard, Stephanie is moving on, and the discussion that's been taken place so far was we would think it prudent to hire somebody while she's still here so we can train, get the nuance, and make this a very smooth, seamless transition as opposed to saying, okay, what do we do since we don't have a plan in place? So what is before you today is a request for an amount not to exceed $10,000. The intent would be to give some flexibility to the chair as well as, you know, representatives of the city to hire an individual to follow and observe and learn from Stephanie while she's still here. And again, when she leaves, that nobody will be the wiser as far as who's running the show now. So the intent of the request is just to get somebody on board and compensate them while they're actually getting trained by Stephanie. We don't have a fixed schedule per se. It's just the amount would not exceed $10,000, and then once the individual is selected, that person would be able to start following her around immediately.
That's all. Motion to approve.
And second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo.
So, just so I'm clear, so Stephanie's contract will be extended. I mean, she has a contract till the end of the year. So, when you hire this other person, they will have basically the balance of her contract?
No. Her contract will expire the date that it stated currently. So she's going to fulfill her contract. It's just in those waning weeks prior, she will be having this person follow her around.
So the up to $10,000 will go to the new person?
That is correct.
Okay.
Isn't her contract expired in December?
October, I think.
Yeah, I think it's end of October. We always renew it in November, which is late.
So we will be paying Stephanie till October?
I have a feeling Stephanie will go as soon as she feels the new person is up to speed. She's kind of doing, I believe the city is solid by staying on as long as she's needed, but she's going to be relocating.
Are we going to have a discussion about terminating her contract?
Yeah, her contract. As soon as we hire a new
I'm assuming
one?
The new person, I mean, these are conversations we're going to have this week. I'm assuming the new person will have a fresh new agreement.
Yes.
Right. Correct. So Stephanie's will, hopefully, that will kind of run out as soon as the new one kicks in. But during this transition period, we've got some funds available for both people.
But
the crossover.
But that's what I don't understand.
Cancel
so
the other?
Wouldn't it make sense to, you're hiring a new person, wouldn't they have the contract from the date they're hired through whatever expiration date we have, and then Stephanie, hers expires at the end of October, but if she leaves early, we would, why are we just not doing a contract?
Well, we know
they're going to overlap.
Because this concept was created by committee, and you know what things say about committees. So we'll just leave it at that. But that was the recommendation coming out of that discussion and coming here.
But Mary Jo, you have a point. So I think at the time the assumption was the person would come in and take over the same duties and essentially a new person on the same contract that Stephanie's doing now. And if that happens, then there's not enough funds for both people. That was in the very first. I mean, we had some initial,
I see.
Right? You're so we had some initial shock hearing about this, and it was like, man, what are we going to do? Summer's coming, right? And so the details of how the contracts are going to work has not been worked out. In a perfect world, I think it would go that way. Stephanie stays and builds, and then the new person starts, and now you have two contracts overlapping. If you did that, it would accomplish the same thing that's essentially happening.
But it'd be a lot cleaner, because if you're giving this new person $10,000 and then at some waffly point, then you offer them a contract? So what do they not have a contract when they're that's why I asked who's getting the $10,000. So if this new person is getting $10,000, do they get it with a contract? Or we're just handing money over? What is that?
Well, so these are the unknowns. Because
it's going to be a lot cleaner if we just come up with a contract right off the bat.
It would be great. If the day that person started, they had a contract in place.
Isn't that normally how you hire people?
If they're training, aren't they already hired?
You can set up a day, like 60-day training, 90-day trainings, and then Stephanie leaves. And then
this is all to be determined. I think this is the point. This is just discovered. She's leaving. We have to figure something out kind of quickly.
Oh, I see.
So if there are no funds available, then Stephanie's paying this person, or we're waiting on the city attorney to get a new contract in place before they can start.
So really we're looking at this double time period. We don't know how long it is, like 6 weeks or something.
Correct.
So we're looking just at a short period where it's doubled. But I'm not comfortable hiring somebody without a contract. But
well, that would be up to the city attorney to draft.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the intention.
Well, it sounds like it is.
Marijo, they can decide once they finalize a person, they can decide, write a new contract for the new employee and have some time limit that 60 days that person will get training from Stephanie and Stephanie's contract will expire, something like that.
This $10,000 is a not to exceed amount to give us some breathing room. Because think about what could possibly happen here. Before an agreement is approved for the new person, we all have to meet.
Right.
And have that conversation.
Right.
So if they're ready to start next week and get in the mix and start training with Stephanie, then Stephanie can pay the person. She's an independent contractor. These folks are contractors. Stephanie can pay the person, and there's funds available now to handle that transition until we can meet and approve the contract a month later. Maybe the funds are never used, and it's a perfect world. The city attorney gets it right away, and they sign it, and we march forward, and everything's fine, and we never use the money. The other version is we don't speak again until 3 weeks after the person is training with Stephanie. And how are they getting paid? There's funds available. We'd have to figure out the logistics in the contract later.
Did Stephanie talk about the period of training needed?
I think she mentioned that it'd be different for, you know, for the candidate.
Right. On the person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we heard is today what she said. We don't know anything else. Whatever she just said in the meeting, so that's all.
So, I mean, I understand the concern. I don't think anybody's just handing a $10,000 check for someone to say thanks.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be the lump sum, but you're hiring someone without a contract. You're hiring someone as a temporary employee? What are they going to be called?
I think I would reword that and say the funds are available for Stephanie to help onboard someone. Before we have a new agreement in place with someone, we're not hiring anybody. So the day there's a contract in place, then the person is off to the races. But until then, we've got funds available to onboard the person before we have time to agree on a contract. Mary Jo, you've been through those contracts. It takes like 2-3 months to like get it back and forth and everybody agreeing and voting on the new contract for the person. If we're waiting that long before they can start, we're going to be into summer.
Why would we come up with a new contract? Why would we not use the same as hers? Is there some kind of modifications that she's doing differently than the new person? Why would it not be the same contract? Especially, it's just a short period.
I know you're looking at Dave. I'm going to answer that one again, too, because the original contract was before Dave was here, and then it was hacked together with the Riviera thing, and we just renewed it. So I don't personally like the agreement that's in place now because it's 50% what it used to be and 50% the Riviera. So I think some conversations need to happen on what this agreement looks like now for the new person, and frankly, who's in charge of that? Are they contracting with the Tourism Commission? Or are they contracting with the city and the city's asking us to go for it? Well, these are conversations that need to happen, but in the meantime, we've got 60 events on the books and summer's here. So $10,000 creates a pretty narrow window to get this all sorted out. But otherwise, we're gonna be confined by the dates of our meetings in this room, and real time doesn't move like that for the RIV.
So the $10,000 goes to city to pay someone who's being hired, or it goes to Stephanie to pay and train somebody who's being new hire?
Mm-hmm. All we're doing is making the funds available, and then the city and the comptroller and the city's still going to have to decide to write those checks.
So Stephanie wouldn't be paying this person, the city, but
that's what I'm confused. Is Stephanie paying or city's paying?
It's not determined yet.
And when would Stephanie's check would stop? When would she stop getting paid? Because she would get paid
either
till December.
November.
November, okay.
Or when this person is up to speed and she steps back completely.
We should write some 60-day, 30-day, 90-day, some in there for training or something. Because you don't want somebody to keep getting trained for 6 months.
It's not clean, Mary Jo. I know you love
it's
clean.
It's all right. Yes,
I get it.
Too.
I get it.
How do you decide?
But we have to be able to move forward.
Yeah. What percentage to pay the person for training as opposed to being in the position or in a training position?
There are lots
also
of
not determined.
So I know.
We haven't even interviewed this person yet.
We're just trying to make the funds available.
But if the person's, I'm asking, if the person is training, you're asking for up to $10,000 to pay the person in training. Are they paid? How do you determine how much to pay them?
We have not even interviewed the people yet.
That's to be determined.
And I have a feeling if it's a person who has experience, they'll be up to speed in a couple of weeks if you get the right person.
And that's how we approached it. Like, who did we talk to last time? Who's available? Who's in? Who does this for a living? That's part of Stephanie's network, frankly. She's dialed into the wedding network. That's where we started. It's like, what's the fastest way? Like, we don't have a lot of time to find the most qualified person. The same thought.
What date did Stephanie announce to the city?
One of them's.
Just curious.
We met last week. I don't know what day that was.
But do they pay them at a regular?
Tuesday, maybe?
I think it was. Well, I can tell you exactly if you want.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
The thorough secretary.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The horse is pulling the wagon, but the horse is leading.
I don't have it.
Dave,
do you remember what day that was?
It's okay. It's fine.
Or Ms. Mayor.
It's not going to change my vote. No. It's fine.
I think it was Tuesday.
It's not going to change my vote.
I think it was Tuesday.
I was hoping it would, but obviously
right.
It's not going to.
Can I call a question?
Please do, Dana.
I want to make a motion to approve the up to $10,000 of funds to be available.
We already did that.
We already did that. We already did, but second, everything happened.
Oh, yeah, wait a first.
We were just discussing. Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry. I got lost in discussion.
Yes.
Can I call the question?
We have a first.
I'm going to call the question.
Yes.
You don't need to do that. We're just reviewing.
Well, then let's do it. What are we doing?
Well, because we're reviewing what we're voting on.
Procedure, Robert's rules knowledge, and I don't like it, frankly. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Mary Jo?
Opposed.
Okay. No. All right, approved, Mr. Nord, for onboarding. Okay. Agenda item number 13. This is the fastest meeting we have had in quite a while. Future meeting agenda items.
Discuss lacrosse America.
Lacrosse?
Turn a 45-minute meeting into an hour.
Are we, who reaches out to them? Is that me, I suppose? Dave, do you have any dialogue?
I can send something out. I just never received anything from them.
Okay.
So you can do it. Sure. I have no problem with
that. Maybe just a reminder, they were on the agenda, and if they still want to pursue the grant, we need the updates we requested.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let us know if they want to be on the May agenda.
Got it.
For any more detailed questions, they can reach out to me. And she has all my stuff. I've contacted her before, so okay. Anything else next time? The bid is good to go, I think, at this point. Yeah, okay. Good. Okay. Who's itching to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Look at that. She's good.
A second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I bang the gavel? Isn't there a thing to hit up here with it?
Yeah.
Instead of just a counter?
No.